In a small museum in McGrath, among a plethora of Gold Rush and Alaska Native memorabilia, sits a rocking chair fit for a president. APRN's Josh Edge was in McGrath and has the story.
The room contains everything from a transportation timeline to traditional Alaska Native garments and even a replica of a typical miner trapper cabin. But the rocking chair stands apart, different from the rustic frontier articles in the rest of the room. It's easy to see that it was made by a careful hand, crafted for more than mere functionality. According to Ray Collins, the chair of the Tautauk Historical Society, this is because the chair wasn't just fit for a president, it was meant for one.
It was made by Victor Hill, over one of the miners over at Ophir, over there. And he made two chairs, they're all handmade, and they were made for General Eisenhower.
Meticulously carved in spectacular detail into the top of the chair are five stars, noting the five stars that President Eisenhower wore on his shoulders as a general. Just below the stars is inscribed, quote, "Love and good luck," a personal message from Hill to the president. Down the backrest of the chair are a series of intricately carved designs. Even the armrests are finished off with an elegant curl at the end. But, as Collins says, Hill was ultimately unable to send the chair to Eisenhower.
Made one for Ike and Mamie. When he wanted to give it to him, he wanted to give it to him for their retirement, but he found out if he gave it to him while they were in the White House, they couldn't take it with them. The presidents can't receive personal gifts like that to take with them into retirement. It would end up in a warehouse somewhere. So he never sent them to Ike.
Though it was never sent to Eisenhower, the chair and the story have both been passed down since it was made in 1954. According to Collins, the Tautauk Historical Society, which runs the museum in McGrath, acquired the chair in October of 2010, not long after it was rediscovered in its most recent owner's estate, having been believed to have been lost since it was put into storage in the late 1980s.
I wanted to keep it here because it was made over at Ophir, and it has that story about Ike in it, so it's kind of unique.
So, if you happen to travel through McGrath, definitely stop by the museum and check out Ike's chair. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.
To see pictures of Ike's chair, visit alaskapublic.org.